Maribel and I got back to Miami a little bit earlier today from Gainesville. It was our third trip since May, visiting back our doctor, my doctor, my surgeon, Dr. Sadasivan. As many of you know, I had a bicycle accident back in May. What turned out to be what I thought was going to be a simple bike ride turned out to be a life-changing experience where I took this unexpected spill in this very flat little path and broke my arm in several parts. The humerus broke in two, and I had an open fracture wound. It was a dirty wound. It was full of debris, and my elbow shattered in about six pieces. Needless to say, it was a dramatic experience, and since that time, I have spent about the last 2.5 months, most of that time sitting and healing and doing little bits of therapy, but mostly just allowing my bones to come back together again. Thankfully, we had lots of plans for the summer, and all of those kind of sort of shifted. But one of the things that didn't shift, which we were really grateful for, was a trip that we had planned to Spain to celebrate Ines's graduation from college. And again, thankfully, we were able to do that. We came back from Gainesville today after our third visit, and this visit was really special. I started physical therapy when I got back from Spain about a week and a half ago, and I began to see some dramatic changes in my mobility with my arm. And so I went back and they checked, and the bones are healing quite nicely, and my mobility is coming back. I sat with my doctor. His name is Dr. Sadasivan. He's the head of orthopedics in Gainesville. And some things that have really touched me since this experience, since this accident. Meeting him has been quite special. I did have this accident. I thought that, it was a terrible thing. But through it all, I had this awareness that I was learning something. As I look back now at the experience, I don't think I would want to change it. I mean, I would like to change my bones not getting broken, but what I've learned from the pain and the suffering that I've experienced has been tremendous. It's been an education that I don't think I could ever pay for. And obviously, I've paid for it through experience itself and through pain. But coming back to Dr. Sadasivan, when I first met him was the day I got to the hospital, and the prognosis for my mobility was not good. I had a very serious elbow injury, and one of the first things I asked him was, would I be able to do yoga again? Which is kind of silly, but it's something that's so important to me in the sense that it's brought me so much pleasure and also so much goodness. And he said he wasn't completely sure if I would be able to do all of the yoga that I've been doing. And I asked him, would I be able to do a down dog? And again, he was tentative. Well, talking with him, I realized that Dr. Sadasivan was not just a surgeon, but he was also a practicing yogi. And as we spoke, I noticed that we had some deep connections to teachers that we both shared and respected. So it was a special relationship from the very beginning, and I felt really blessed to have him as my doctor, in part because I felt that there was not just competent hands that were going to operate on me, but also someone who shared many of my values and also who loved yoga. And so in this last visit, as I came, we always come with something sweet to offer him, sort of an offering for the teacher. And we sat, and he told me that as he looked at my arm and he looked at what was going on, that he's had two cases that have been like mine. I'm one of two cases that have recovered so fully from an injury as serious as mine. And we both got sentimental and or emotional, I guess that would be the right word, over this healing. And knowing that the healing came about from his skill, but also from my willingness to sit and to be patient and to breathe and to eat well and to take care of myself, but also knowing that a large portion of that, at least from our vantage point, is really grace and the grace that we experience when we heal. So as we spoke, I realized that that concept of the teacher, that the teacher shows up when the student is ready. And tomorrow, which is a full moon in July in the summer, I think it's the first summer full moon. It's Guru Purnima. It's the day that in India, the teachers are honored and respected. And I now think back at my experience with the accident and think back with gratitude that I got to meet Dr. Sadasivan, who in this process has not just been my surgeon, but also has become one of my teachers and has helped me to come through a dark moment into a moment where I could see grace more clearly, and not just in a concept, but actually physically. So this is a little podcast to remind ourselves to be open, to be receptive, that sometimes in our darkest moments, if we settle in and pay attention and open our hearts, that the teacher does show up. And the teacher shows up in different forms. It's not always the same form. And sometimes that's why we miss the teacher. And in this case, my teacher came in the form of my doctor. And that teacher's role is to draw us away from our limited perspective and bring us into a wider one where we could see more fully the connections that we live in and the networks and the relationships that bring us together as we are as human beings. Just sharing this sort of passage in my life, I'm tremendously grateful for Dr. Sadasivan, tremendously grateful for Maribel and my family, but particularly Maribel, as she also has been throughout my entire married life, has been my primary teacher, the one who constantly brings me out from my darkness into light, and through this healing process has been there with me, supporting me and allowing me to sort of flourish even in the midst of pain. I hope that as you listen to this little message, that you find courage, that you find strength, that you find your own patience, that you reconcile with yourself wherever you are in terms of the whatever limitations that you're facing, as I'm facing my own limitations with my arm and working through them somehow, that you find that you can reconcile with the present moment and at the same time have faith that you can continue to work towards improving the situation with the grace that is always available to us. Wishing you the very best.